this specific problem with PTSD, it's even worse in my opinion, because, you know, there's been veterans I've talked to that are like, I don't even deserve to be qualified as somebody that has PTSD because I didn't do enough. You know, they have this vision of what it should be like to be out there and, you know, have gone through certain things. And the fact is that it's all relative. You know, anybody that's gone over and has done things and experienced things, from anything from the solitude to the distance away from your family to the constant threat of other things happening, it affects you over time, and it affects people around you.
Arise, champion!
This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you, and we're gonna help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up, call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by my good friend Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28%. By comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop band, I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run 3 different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show. Now, last episode, you guys had an opportunity to hear from my spiritual father, Pastor Keith Kraft, and the reason that I moved to the great state of Texas. But this episode is going to be a little bit different than the episodes that we've done in the past. So much we focus on the mental, the spiritual, even times the financial portions of our life. But this episode today is going to be really, really intentional towards our emotional and our physical development. Now, the name of the Steve Weatherford Show is High Performance Tactics for a High Performance Life. And I would be remiss if I didn't have the conversation that we're going to share with you today. And one of the people that are joining me as host of this show today is my kingdom partner. Now, if you guys will notice, I don't refer to him as my business partner. We do business together, but it's crazy how God has shifted and moved things around in my life and through me pursuing really what I believe my calling is on this planet. God has brought special people into my life, and through those special relationships and alignments that have been created, God has given us assignments. Now, about a year ago, I was really, really on fire for sharing the different areas of breakthrough that I had gotten in my life. You know, in the King's Council, oftentimes we talk about the mental, the physical, the emotional, the financial, and the spiritual power pillars of our life, because 3.5 years ago, man, I was really crushing it mentally and physically and financially. And there were the components of emotions, and there were the components of spiritual that I was really, to be honest with you guys, I was a rookie in the game, and God brought Keith Kraft into my life. And you've heard stories of my addictions and stories of my depression and stories of my anxiety and my addictions, and how I was able to systematically, one by one, really kind of step into the arena with those enemies. And it wasn't until I had alignments in my life and mentors in my life and coaches in my life that I actually knew the steps to take to be able to conquer those giants. And one of the giants that I'm going to talk to you guys today about is the physical and the emotional power pillars. And, you know, for a guy that, you know, was 2 times the fittest man in the NFL, and I played in the NFL for 10 years, physical has been a really, really big component of what has made me quote unquote successful.
But my co-host today is Riley Meek. And Riley Meek is, in my opinion, one of the most gifted and talented. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't say hardworking entrepreneurs that I know. And if you guys don't know exactly his background, I encourage you to go back to the podcast that I did with Riley Meek. And the reason that I aligned with him is I believe that I was given a really great, really playbook for the men that I was mentoring inside of the Man Academy. And I felt God placed on my heart that I could be more for men, but in order for me to serve them at a higher level, I needed to create alignments in my life. And Riley, I was actually coaching him at an executive level once a week. And I really just felt God putting on my heart. And I asked Riley, I said, Riley, would you be interested in locking arms with me to help me mentor and help men walk through really increasing their ability to make money, increasing their ability to create in their lives? And, you know, before I got that sentence out, Riley said yes. So I'm really excited that he's going to allow me and support me in facilitating a conversation with two other really good friends of ours that who's came into our lives in the last couple of months. And what we're going to call this episode is the Wellness Optimization Roundtable, because the men that you're going to hear from today are absolutely kings of their industry. So I'm going to pause right there before anybody has a chance to speak. And I'm just going to pray that the Holy Spirit will go before us, that he will guide our conversations, and the people that have an opportunity to hear this conversation will have the ears to hear. So Holy Spirit, we thank you. Father, we thank you for being such a good Father and giving us the opportunity with technology to be able to have conversations that we can record and we can send out in text messages and emails and on social media. And we're just praying that our time today will be multiplied because of the intention with which we are approaching it. So we're praying and believing that as people hear this conversation, they're not just going to think different, that they're going to have a boldness and they're going to have a courage rise up inside of them. And they're going to realize that they were meant for more. But in order for them to be able to achieve that more, it's going to require them to take action. So we thank you. We love you. And we're praying and believing that there will be an exponential multiplication of our talents here on this show. In the name of Jesus, we pray all of these things. Amen. All right, Riley. Riley, mm-hmm. I appreciate you being here with me, man, and supporting me and helping facilitate a conversation that will allow people to see that their next level is literally one or two or three decisions away of creating alignments and taking action, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, dude, I'm happy to do this, man. This is going to be fun. I'm so excited to just kind of unpack here what Ernie and Jesse have to share just from this, you know, the short time we've known them. It's been absolutely epic getting to know them, you know, in our alignment that has certainly birthed this new assignment for us. But it just fits so well within the King's Council, like the five power pillars that we talk about. And this is why, you know, that's why I'm just so happy to take on life with you, brother, that, you know, we've come together here and it just seems like things are just falling into a place as far as the King's Council coaching program and, you know, now our alignment here with Transcend, who I know you're going to dive into here, but I'll let you introduce them, man. I don't want to take that from you.
So Ernie and Jesse, the guys that he's speaking about, Ernie Colling is a guy that I admire for a lot of reasons. And if you're listening to this on podcast, you can't see the backdrop to what's going on, but I have a gigantic American flag behind me. And Ernie's a guy who has served our great country for 14 years. And I'm going to let him go into a little bit more of the background of who he is, what he's done. And then in addition to Ernie is Jesse Kessler. And Jesse's become a really good friend of ours. He actually flew down here a couple weeks ago to go to FitCon with us. And we had an opportunity to be on the guest panel at FitCon. And then he stayed a few extra days to experience what it is Riley and I do and what our passion project is. And that's developing men and women and helping them to discover, develop, and deploy the God-given gifts placed inside of him. So with that being said, Ernie, Jesse, say what's up to everybody.
Hey guys, what's up?
All right. So this is the round table. So we're going to apologize ahead of time. There's four of us and I talk a lot. So we're going to do our best to facilitate this. But I guess we'll start with Ernie. Ernie is the CEO of Transcend Wellness Company. Ernie, I would love for you to share a little bit more about your background. And then I want to get into the pure intention behind this show today is really to reveal and share the story of decisions that we've made and things that I've learned and integrated into my fitness, my wellness. It's really allowed me to really move past the season of depression, move past the season of anxiety, move past the season of ridiculous mood swings. It's helped me to improve my sleep. It's helped me. I've got extreme ADHD and I've got some forgetfulness, and I tried so many different things. I have a hyperbaric chamber. I went and spent thousands of dollars with a brain specialist named Dr. Amen. And with all of the different things that I've done, what we're going to talk to you guys today about is something that a lot of people, honestly, they really don't know, that they are in the danger zone and they are just not getting even 50% of the God-given gifts that God has given us. So what we're going to talk to you guys today about is how to optimize the man or the woman that you were truly created to be. And you're truly just one decision away from really, really taking things next level. So Ernie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, I think you said in the beginning, I had about 14 years of military and government experience. And, you know, over that time, I got to work with a couple different intelligence agencies of this great country. And it took me to a lot of assignments and a lot of assignments away from family, away from friends. And over that time, you know, getting back and trying to assimilate back to, you know, family values and getting back into normal life, I started to feel out of balance. And I started to notice things about my personality, and I started to notice things that, you know, I was feeling emotionally, and I really wasn't able to kind of put a finger on it, what was going on. And, you know, it's not, you know, something that's a surprise to anybody that when you spend that much time overseas or you spend that much time in the military, you're going to have some sort of payment that's going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that I did suffer from PTSD, and, you know, there is issues with sleeping, and then it caused issues in my marriage and issues in just my extended family. And I needed to become accountable for my actions and what I was doing. So with a little bit of time, I decided to go see an endocrinologist to look at my hormones, see if I was balanced out. And honestly, I walked in and, you know, I got examined and I was told that I wouldn't be treated, you know, and it came down to numbers on a lab panel versus how I felt and what I needed. So I went to an HRT company, a wellness center, and I ended up finding a gentleman that was able to treat me. And I noticed that as soon as I got on treatment, within just a few weeks, I was able to control my emotions and my mood. And when I was able to kind of stabilize everything and put things in balance, I was able to look at the real problems. I was able to find what reality was versus what maybe my anxieties or my, you know, my fears were playing into me that were causing some of these issues. And I was able to go and find the help I needed and stay on the therapies. And it helped me just on all aspects of life, not just physically, not just mentally, but, you know, spiritually, with the family, with everybody. And it wasn't before long that I decided, you know, I traded a lot of time for my country, for my family, and I needed to kind of figure out how to balance that out. And I really fell in love passionately with what we were doing. So I decided to found Transcend. And actually, Jesse and I, we were at one point competitors against each other. And so I knew about him. I knew everything. You know, I knew he had just a go-getter mentality. You know, he's not the guy you want not on your team. He's the one you want on your team. So when I found out that, you know, he was looking for a partner, somebody to align with, I felt was right time to reach out. And we did. We were able to kind of get things pushed together. And then, you know, as soon as we started, we noticed the, you know, alignment just started to happen. Things moved in a way that seemed to make sense for us, seemed to make sense for the people around us. People started to kind of gravitate towards what we were doing. And since then, I mean, we aligned with, you know, with Kings, with you, and, you know, there hasn't been much to look back since. So that's kind of the long and short of it.
Yeah. And if I can tie in kind of my personal story with this, and on this show, they've heard me talk about, you know, addictions and depression and anxiety, but specifically in 2017. So I retired from the National Football League in 2014, and I went straight into media, straight into, you know, TV and radio, ESPN. I had like everything that I dreamed that I thought would make me happy. And I was working incredibly hard at it and producing a lot of fruit. You know, like I had a primetime radio show in New York City with millions of listeners. And I remember, A, feeling unfulfilled, but also thinking, well, the answer is working harder. And what ended up happening about a year and a half later, as an entrepreneur in the supplement industry and as an entrepreneur and as a fitness entrepreneur, I thought that, well, if I'm not happy, then I need to work harder to produce more fruit. And what that ended up doing was it ended up driving me into chronic fatigue to the point where I had a mental breakdown and I was stuck in bed in December of 2017. And the only thing that would kind of like alleviate the mental and the emotional pain was utilizing cannabis. And so I would sit in bed and smoke weed for 5 days in a row. And it came to the point where my wife didn't know what to do. She reached out to the business entrepreneur that was coaching me at the time. His name was Bedros Koulian, and he didn't have any answers for him. But he said, you know what? It really sounds like he's in adrenal fatigue. I think what you should do is ask him to go to the doctor, have them do some blood work and see where he's at. And not only did they discover that my cortisol levels were through the freaking roof, they also discovered that there were some other levels that needed to be adjusted. My testosterone levels were like 319 and healthy is 400 to about 1,000. And so I was way below what was healthy for me, but it wasn't anything that I ever really checked out. And so that really got me to thinking, man, with all of the training that I do, with all of the, you know, the next level supplementation that I'm doing, with all the experts that I work on to improve my memory as an athlete and my focus as an athlete to sharpen my body and to help my body recover well, man, one of the foundational cornerstones of what helps you focus, what helps you sleep, what increases your ability to do work and to do it the way that God created you to do it, it was completely out of whack. And it wasn't something that was genetic. And I believe that this podcast that we're doing right now isn't just for men. It's for women. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for athletes. It's for high performance. It's for anybody who wants to take the gift that God gave them of this temple. That's what it's referred to in scripture, this temple. And how do we get the most out of it? Not just how do we get the most out of it, but how do we make sure that we're giving our body what it needs in order to perform at its highest level. So I want to shift gears here to Jesse. Jesse, we heard that you got involved with Ernie because you were a competitor. So he said, hey man, if you can't beat him, join him. And so he offered you an opportunity to come on to the Transcend Wellness team and tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I had a little bit of a falling out with the old company, but we actually were supposed to have a meeting at a specific restaurant, and because of COVID, we weren't able to. So we finally found an Applebee's, and that's where
it all goes down to Applebee's, huh?
Transcend started at an Applebee's, but we found out that both of us align very, very well. We both have our strengths and we work very well together side by side. So I actually can't imagine a better business partner than Ernie, as you guys can see, and being aligned with you guys has been phenomenal.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Hey, Riley, one thing I would love for you to talk about is, you know, as coaches, as for entrepreneurs, fathers, mothers, one of the things that we do, and it's the first exercise that we take guys through, is the vital signs. So I would love for you to kind of paint the picture of, you know, we keep hearing the word alignment, and there's just so much that makes sense to me in the way that Transcend is really supporting and guiding people through achieving their highest level of health, and how you and I as entrepreneurs and coaches to entrepreneurs will take people through an exercise that really, it has a lot of correlation to the way that they're guiding people. So I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I think what I love about, again, alignment here, what we do within the King's Council is one of the very first things we always do is we cast vision for, you know, what is it truly that you're looking to accomplish, or what is your ideal life actually look like? And then we can put in some actionable steps, some goals, some benchmarks to actually obtain that. But much like, you know, if you're looking to reach a destination, you've got to know two things, right? I got to know where I want to go, but then ultimately I got to know where I'm at right now.
Right.
And what's so cool about what these guys do, what Jesse and Ernie here, is everything is based. It's not just like a philosophy of this is the way that we, you know, we should think, right? It's not like, oh, just if you're depressed, you're depressed. Just thinking positively is a very difficult thing to do.
Don't be depressed.
It's like, just stop doing that. It's like, well, it's not that simple. So what I love is that in, you know, what I think we pride ourselves on, Steve, is not just being like hearers of the word, but actually doers of the word, in giving people actionable steps, practical things that they could do to better themselves. It's not just about motivation within what we do. It's actually, we want to inspire people, but give them the actual tools to take those steps. And that's why I just completely fell in love with Jesse and Ernie and their process here. Is the very first thing that we do, it's like, yeah, we certainly want to know your goals for your health. If it's mental health, is it increased, you know, libido? Is it, mood swings, whatever it is. But in order for us to really understand where we want to go, we got to know where we're at. So starting out with labs or blood work gives us that baseline, gives them that baseline to be able to then, you know, make adjustments. Like you said, Steve, if your cortisol, who'd have thought, like, you had extreme cortisol, like through the roof.
I was the fittest man in the NFL. Like, you would think if anybody's like super dialed in, it would be somebody that walks around, you know, being able to bench press 350 pounds, squat, you know, 400 or 500 pounds, and lean. So like visually looking at me, you would think like, this guy is really healthy, and nothing could have been further from the truth.
Right. Which just ties in too. Like, it's not necessarily when we talk about your physical health, every one of the pillars that we coach on is tied to each other. Right. So just because you look yoked and you're lean and, you know, vanilla gorilla, doesn't mean that there's not some inner turmoil going on, some mental things going on, but it still all comes down to, you know, I mean, over the last few decades, I mean, the food we eat, the air we breathe, just the lives we live, we have extreme chemical imbalances within our bodies, right? It's just like, and that can cause the highs and lows, the mood swings, depression, different things like that, lack of, you know, just drive in general. And if we don't get those things dialed in, it's hard just to think positive thoughts and expect things to actually happen. So again, that's what I just love about what you guys are doing at Transcend. It's like, let's get the baseline. Let's see where we're at. And then we can actually put some actionable steps, some practical, tactical things to get the results that we're actually looking for.
And that's great, Riley. Thank you for that. One of the things that we do inside of the King's Council that I believe has truly been like the X factor for getting people what they want is to take them through an exercise we like to call vital signs. And a perfect example of that is when you go to the emergency room, and I actually had to go to the emergency room about 4 weeks ago because I had shingles. So if you guys haven't listened to the previous episodes, I got shingles when I moved to Texas, and it was due to all of the outside stressors that were coming on. I moved, you know, 5, soon to be 6 kids from California to Texas. My wife is pregnant. We ended up getting the IRS screwed things up, and they just pulled $27,000 out of our checking account, which adds like a total new dynamic to the stress of marriage. And we ended up posting, Riley, this probably wasn't the best planning. And I was like, when we planned it, I'm like, oh, it's no big deal, I can handle it. We ended up hosting like 4 different events in the 4 weeks following right when we got to Texas. And so then there was that. And so I felt like there was so much outgoing. And because of that stress, my body broke down. I got shingles. I still have some of the scars underneath my armpit. And it was just like extraordinary, extreme fatigue. And I say all those things to say, I ended up going to the emergency room. And the first thing you do when they go to the emergency room is they didn't say, hey, let me see the rash underneath your arms and let me give you some pain medication. And let me give you, because they ended up giving me like a herpes medication called Valtrex to get these blisters to go away. They didn't just medicate me. And it was very plain to see the doctor, the visit lasted, and I'm not exaggerating, it was 27 seconds. He said, so what's going on? I'm like, man, my wife did some research and I think I have shingles. And he said, let me take a look. He said, okay. And he walked right out of the door. But before any of that happened, I had a nurse that had me get on a scale. She put a blood cuff on me to see what my blood pressure was. They took a urine test. They took all of these different tests because they wanted to rule out everything before they give you anything. And they also ask you, do you have any allergies? So they want to get as much information from you before they will prescribe what will take you to the next level, AKA what will make you healthy. And there's just a lot of carryover with what we do and how we help to tailor what it is that we give to people. Cause it's not like when people sign up for the King's Council, be like, okay, what's your address? And we're going to send you the playbook that we run and just run that. And we'll see you again in a month. No, we actually sit down with them and we take them through the vital signs to see exactly what all of the different areas of their life look like. And once we get that baseline, then we sit with them and we say, okay, well, based upon everything that we see here, what's the vision that you have for your life? How do you want your marriage to look? How do you want your business to serve you? What do you want your physical fitness to be? Emotionally, what's bothering you and how can we help you improve that? And spiritually, what's your relationship with God and how can we support you in that? Before we prescribe to them any type of playbook to follow, and that's very similar to what Transcend Wellness does, is when they start to work with somebody, they'll do blood work. And that's something that, man, it's still, I'm still scratching my head that they don't do that in the National Football League. You have these athletes, and I'm not just talking to athletes. I'm talking like if you're an entrepreneur, you should be getting blood work every 3 to 4 months, period. Because at the end of the day, the decisions that you make with your mind can be the difference between millions of dollars and absolute bankruptcy. It can be the difference in between you being faithful to your wife and you being so depressed that you make decisions that you're ashamed of, or you might be in such a deep, dark depression that you end up taking drugs that otherwise you would never even think about doing. And so as we're talking, I don't want you to think, well, I don't struggle with deep, dark depression. Well, I don't necessarily have anxiety, but you also don't know what you're truly, truly capable of until you know exactly where you're at, because you know, you could be one decision and one supplement away from feeling your absolute best and watching all of the other 5 power pillars in your life absolutely take off just because your mind is sharper and you're able to cognitively be more functional. You might be sleeping better, which is going to improve your mood swings, which is going to improve the husband that you are, the entrepreneur that you are, the friend that you are. And you and I both know, Riley, man, if you're not really clear on who you are and your core principles and the way that you make decisions, the right people won't come into your life. And that's one of the reasons that I'm really, really excited to be with these guys, to do life with these guys, to continue to help other people, because people inside of the King's Council are working with Transcend Wellness right now. And the reason being is because I started working with them months ago. And I actually have been, and I was kind of like, man, I really, really want to bring this to everybody that I serve, not just our private coaching clients, but you know, it's just kind of like that rises up in your mind. I'm like, man, if you start talking about hormones and you start, people are going to be like, oh, this dude's taking steroids or this, that, the other. And I don't want that to be something that you guys are entertaining right now. That's why we work with somebody like this, because they're not going to give you something that you truly don't need. And in addition to that, there's also some peptides that I started taking. And I would love for you guys to actually speak on that as well. There was a peptide that I started taking because I had back injuries during my career in the National Football League. And I ended up spending almost $12,000 on stem cell injections in my back. And they helped for sure. But after a year, the amount of relief that I was getting wasn't enough. And so I asked my stem cell doc, I'm like, is it worth me getting another injection? He's like, well, to be honest with you, it's going to be $12,000 and you've already had it. So I don't see it really improving that much more. Man, if anybody out there listening to this has any like joint pain or back pain, it is the most relentless thing that you can have. And there's no amount of Aleve that you can take or Percocets that you can take. Or, I mean, I had a hyperbaric chamber that I paid $18,000 for. I had exhausted all of my options. And then I discovered this peptide called Body Protecting Compound 157. And it absolutely changed the game for me. And I would actually, because Jesse's kind of like the scientist in the group, so I'm not going to claim to know the scientific facts of this, but I just want you guys to know that Transcend Wellness, when we talk about you might be one decision away from changing your whole life, if it was only for Body Protecting Compound 157, this podcast is absolutely worth you listening to and sharing with somebody who has some type of pain or some type of discomfort in a joint inside of their body, because this absolutely healed me up as much or more than a $12,000 operation that kept me in bed for 7 days. I was peeing in a bottle for 7 days after the stem cell injection, and it was worth it for $12,000 to get the relief that I got. But after a year, it wasn't helping me anymore. And I was searching and hoping that I wasn't going to have to live the next 55 or 60 years of my life with this constant aching and pain. And the fact that, like, dude, I can't play basketball with my son and I can't do these certain things. Dude, I'm like, God gave me such a capable body. And because of my football career, now you're telling me, like, well, if you do that, you can go ahead and go do a Spartan race with your son and have fun. But just know you're going to have to take the next 3 days off of work because your body is going to be so inflamed and in so much discomfort. And I'm 36 years old at the time. And I'm like, man, there has got to be something out there that can help me heal, not just like mask the pain. So, Jesse, I'll toss the mic over to you to give a little bit of insight, maybe just not body protecting compound. It's called BPC-157, but I know that there's a lot of other peptides. And when you're talking from a holistic standpoint, the type of relief and the type of help that we can provide people with Transcend Wellness and the different options that we have, I'd love for you to speak on that.
Yeah, absolutely. In regards to the BPC-157, some fun facts that you guys might not know is that it helps to get rid of all inflammation, and it's actually created in the gastric juices. So it helps tremendously with the brain-gut biome, and it actually helps to rebuild the correct scar tissue. So you don't have like that hard scar tissue that moves around. So it has so many different benefits. It's crazy. But yes, we do work with about 30 different peptides. There's over 7,000. But they are, if you're wondering what a peptide is, you have aminos and then you have proteins that you guys probably all know about in the supplement world. In between those are the chains of aminos that build up, that make proteins called peptides. So they're specific chains that do specific things. You could just tweak one little way and it does something totally different. So we have ones that stimulate your pituitary gland to produce and release your own human growth hormone instead of pumping like exogenous or outside human growth hormone into your body. We have a couple of those. Our biggest one you know of is tesamorelin.
Yes, dude, I'm a huge fan of that. That actually changed the game for my sleep.
Good.
I'm a terrible sleeper. And I honestly, I believe one of the reasons, and sorry to interrupt you, but one of the reasons I'm such a poor sleeper, and if anybody listening to this has back pain, it's because if I sit in one position for too long, my body will just wake up because it will just start to ache. And then I get pain, and that tesamorelin combined with the BPC, because the BPC took a lot of the inflammation away. So I stopped taking a leave and I was able to get inflammation down. It was continuing to heal it. But that tesamorelin, I track everything with my Whoop band. And so I'm like super scientific with what I track every single day, because as variables are changing and our bodies are evolving, we have to change the way that we're feeding our body and our fuel in our body. So not to take you off track, but that tesamorelin, I've been taking that personally for what, about six weeks right now. And my deep REM sleep has increased almost 20% with only adding that to it. And that's a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the benefits from it. So the biggest benefit is that it's FDA approved to remove stomach fat. So it helps patients with something called lipodystrophy to remove the hard stomach, but we can use it for other things like stomach fat. So you'll get a lot of good mental clarity from it as well. But we have a couple other lower grade ones like the CJC-1295 with ipamorelin, and we have IGF-1, LR3. Our other most popular peptide you guys know is Dihexa. Not many people know about Dihexa. This is a game changer. I'm a huge fan of it and really wanted to bring it to our company. So we found a pharmacy with it. It actually rebuilds brain cells. So, well, helps to rebuild brain cells, especially with people with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and dementia. So
how about people that have been hit in the head a whole bunch of times?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
Ernie, you guys can't see it, but Ernie's in
the sand. Yeah.
Yes. So Ernie is finding some awesome benefits from it as well. It helps with cognitive function, helps with people with OCD, helps mental clarity, mental sharpness. I really feel that it's better than Adderall, but you do not get a stimulant type of feel from it. You're just overall awesome. So it's like a superhero. We do have some peptides that are kind of like Botox. So it helps with skin tightening. We have a cream and an injection. We have a peptide that helps to increase cardiovascular output. So it helps to increase cardio like 10 times the amount that you're used to. So you could run and basically talk at the same time. So that and it also helps lower cholesterol. So that's pretty cool. We have some that increase libido. So those are very, very popular. We have one that tans your skin. As some people
I'm taking
know.
That right now. Yep. You guys can't tell me. I'm thinking melanotan. I'm usually not this tan. Since I met Jesse, I'm like, oh, you guys have one for this? You guys have one for this? It's been like a smorgasbord, and I'm only trying like two per month because I want to, I'm by the time I get to Christmas, I want to know like, what is the stack that makes me feel the best, sleep the best, think the best, and perform the best. And I want to make sure that like everybody's hearing me when we say this. This is something for overall wellness. This is not just for men. It's not just for women. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for high performers. It's for athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing too, Jesse, I just want to make sure people, because the stuff you just said, okay, it makes me tanner. One makes me get rid of stomach fat. Like if I didn't know this and for firsthand experience, especially with Tessa Morellin, my deep sleep has been amazing. If I didn't know it or try it, I would have a tough time like believing this. I'm like, okay, so you're going to make me, you know, bigger, stronger, taller, faster. Like, okay, whatever.
And tanner.
and tanner, right? So, but I want to make sure people understand that, you know, this isn't necessarily like a drug. This isn't like an outside chemical that you would be, you know, putting into your body. These are naturally occurring peptides that are already God-given in the body. Scientists have just understood that there are certain ones maybe that some people lack or need an adjustment, again, from just over time, how we've, you know, put our body or what we've put our body through, or the food we eat, the air we breathe just takes a toll on our bodies. And these are natural ways that we can tweak them or get them back to their God-given capabilities. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, absolutely. They're like signalers, if you will, to say, hey, work in my body.
Like melanotan, like when he was telling me about it, I was like, oh, that sounds a little weird. So you're going to give me a supplement that makes me more tan. Well, what are the side effects? And the more research I did, like what you just said, it's a signaler. So essentially it tells my system to create more melanin. And melanin is the thing that causes your skin to look more tan. And one of the really cool things that I learned while I was researching melanotan was that it actually protects your skin. So not that you don't need to wear sunblock, but you need to wear a whole lot less of it because your body is already producing the melanin that actually protects your skin. And for somebody who's as white as me, man, that was pretty encouraging because I love to be out in the sun.
Yeah, it's developed out in Arizona for people who are getting skin cancer. So now they're darker and less chance of it, but not to bore you guys more on all the peptide scientific geek information, but just some other things that they can do that are really interesting. There's ones for weight loss with obesity. There's some to gain muscle. There's some other ones for antidepressant kind of thing. There's also ones that help get rid of mold toxicity in the body. So that's pretty cool. And there's also ones that help to rebuild mitochondria. So helps with cellular energy. So we have a lot that we have to offer. It's really fun to try them, as you guys know.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. And you know, one of the things that you sent me that helped a ton, and I didn't have anything. I had no idea about it. Is it called thymosin? The immune builder. I would assume, and I know we probably can't make any type of statements, but I would assume with what's going on with COVID and how it is attacking individuals who have a decline in their immunity, and it's attacking older people, et cetera, thymosin, I would assume, would help build the immunity to protect against something like that, correct?
Yes, we can't go too far into it, but it has been shown to help.
Right. We'll just leave it right there.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
Ernie, with your experience, you talked about PTSD, and I know that there's 22 people of military that are committing suicide every single day, which is, you know, due to PTSD. And I would love for you to share with me your experience of getting balanced in your endocrine system and how that impacted you as a father, husband, entrepreneur, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely. It was just night and day, you know, spending all that time and basically, you know, there was a kind of a fork in the road. I can continue to ignore the symptoms. I can continue to ignore the problems I'm having, the thoughts I'm having, and, you know, just see what happens with it. And a lot of times, you know, guys are afraid to admit to themselves that I have a problem. There's something I need to do. And with this specific problem with PTSD, it's even worse, in my opinion, because, you know, there's been veterans I've talked to that are like, I don't even deserve to be qualified as somebody that has PTSD because I didn't do enough. You know, they have this vision of what it should be like to be out there and, you know, have gone through certain things. And the fact is that it's all relative. You know, anybody that's gone over and has done things and experienced things, from anything from the solitude to the distance away from your family to the constant threat of other things happening, it affects you over time, and it affects people around you. And then coming home and trying to assimilate back into something different, you know, you start to see those variables and variances of what life was before you left, and then trying to get back to it now. And that's really where I started to notice the problems. I started struggling just to have a conversation daily with people and try to, you know, that emotion that I was feeling over just a natural, easy conversation. You know, I was feeling aggression when there was nothing to be aggressive over, or I was feeling depressed when there is nothing to feel depressed over. And it really started to affect not just my mental state, but my physical being as well. You know, my wife's a professional athlete and she works out constantly, and I try to keep up with her, and I try to, you know, bulk up and gain some weight and look good. And I just get big, you know, big and husky, no development. Or I'd try to cut down, and I could, but I was super skinny. You know, my arms were about the size of hers. So it didn't help me. And I went through this cycle. I just kept seeing these, you know, these signs, you know, the visual cues, the things that, you know, you can see the vitals, so to speak. And, you know, it finally hit me that there's some issues here. And it was actually one of the coaches that we were working with my wife that said, you know, you probably should take a look at those hormones. I mean, that's probably where you're starting to see these issues. And he was absolutely right. My test was down at 190. And I was 37 years old. My estrogen was 80. That's double what it should have been, which is why I was retaining water and inflammation and had weight and couldn't do all these things. When I was able to change what my body composition was and get my hormones balanced out, like I mentioned earlier, you know, that just opened up everything for me to kind of balance my emotions and see what the changes needed to happen. I was able to kind of say, okay, well, I'm feeling this way because of this. And, you know, it's no longer a hormone issue. So this is what I need to go talk to the counselor about and pinpoint. If I want to be a better father, a better husband, a better person, if I want to get rid of these issues, you know, first, like I said, you have to admit that there's a problem, that it's okay. It's not an issue. And nobody should be ashamed that went over there that, you know, you came back and maybe you need to go and get some things taken care of. In fact, you'd be remiss if you don't. It's so important to have that self-care. And what could happen afterwards, you know, from taking that time, completely changed my life. I didn't think I'd be sitting here as a founder of a company, you know, with everybody here today. And, you know, I could have never envisioned that for my life. But after getting onto the medications and getting the right counseling and taking the time, balancing out the life, you know, those things have started to fall in place naturally. You know, things made more sense and life wasn't so hard. And for me, I could never go back. You know, I'm going to be a lifer, taking peptides, staying on HRT. And it's not just about testosterone. It's not just about the peptides. And like Jesse is very good at taking, you know, the lab markers and looking at them. But we don't just look at the labs. You know, we listen to the patient. We listen to what they have to say. We listen to what they need. And then we look at what's going on in the body. So it's like we said before, Riley, find out where you are so you know where you can get to. It's the exact same approach. And Jesse's an absolute mastermind at it. And since then, we dialed it in and, you know, we've continued to take that approach. So
what I would love, what I really enjoyed was just the experience. First off, I geek out to just like learning how the human body works and things. But for listeners that are kind of maybe wondering, what is this? What are you guys even talking about? Like, it's okay, I get my blood work done and I fill out a questionnaire. Like, but what you guys have, you have wellness coaches that walk through, you know, the lab work, explain what's what, and then would get potential recommendations based upon what they're looking to actually accomplish within their overall health goals. Can you maybe walk us through that process? And then there's ongoing support as well. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you from the day that you contact Transcend, you have somebody that's going to be an advocate for you, an advocate for your health. Once we've gotten, you know, the basic intake forms and, you know, we've set you up for a lab, the continued conversation, it never stops. That wellness specialist is there for you, you know, anytime that you have questions, whether it's how to take the medication or just, you know, if you should try something different or if something's not working. It's just a continued conversation that, you know, they're always there for you, but it's something where you're going to be guided through to know exactly how this medication affects the body. It, you know, what you should expect, you know, like with a peptide, especially they're amazing, but we'll tell you straight out of the gate, give this time, be patient. This is not a, you know, a magic pill. It's not going to cure everything. Give it time, give it the 120 days, 180 days, stay with it, stay with your protocol. So we're going to be there, you know, also as an advocate for the patient to, you know, keep them motivated to stay on the right track, and then, you know, keep them steered where we could be, get the right blood work over time as well. It's these things where you have to continue to stay in contact, constantly, you know, reaching out and seeing how somebody's feeling. A lot of places you go to them, they give you pellets, they give you this cookie cutter, you know, protocol, and then I'll see you in 6 months or I'll see you, you know, in a year. And there's no more follow-up. There's no more, you know, going back and forth with the patient, what's changed in their life, you know, how things have gotten better, how things may have changed differently. And that's really our difference. You know, we want to get to know the person that we're treating and then to make sure that we're really, truly solving issues for them and then optimizing their health so they are living their best life.
I love that. And that's, I mean, I think that's what, just a peace of mind knowing that, because, you know, I'm not a dude that takes meds or anything like that. So it was just like peace of mind knowing that, hey, I've got you to rap with, or, you know, I can reach out to a wellness coach, like, hey, I've got this going on. Is this normal? Things like that, I think is just an overall, so far, guys, just an absolute epic experience. So I applaud you for that.
Awesome. I wanted to also share my experience as well. I like to share a little graph or a table, which I've shown you guys once before. We are kind of taught as we get older, we reach like 21 to 24. That's our peak. Then we're just told and taught we're just supposed to slowly decline the rest of our lives. What if there's something you could do about that? That's exactly what we're doing here. We bring you up to the level where you feel the best or even better, which in turn, your hormones are up, your activity's up, you're feeling great. That could lead to less diseases, less cancers, down the road, hopefully, and you could just live your best life. You don't need to just gradually decline like they tell you.
Yeah, there's a reason they call it anti-aging and wellness. So if you're listening to this, you're like, well, man, I'm 28, I'm 32, I'm 42. I don't know if this is for me. Like, think about what it would be like if it was for you. You know, because I remember how I felt when I was 28 years old, and I know how I feel when I'm 38 years old. So it doesn't have to be like you're a train wreck right now that you need this or this could help you. If you maybe you just don't feel like yourself, or you're wondering what it would feel like if you got completely optimized. Well, the only way that you're going to know if you're completely optimized is if somebody does blood work and sees what's going on, exactly what's going on in your body. And there could be so many different attributes. Man, my blood work could change just because I moved from California to Texas, like literally just moving, and not the stress of moving, but just living where I live with the different, a lot of people when they move to Texas have a lot of problems with allergies. Something as simple as that could completely change your blood work. So the question that I have for everybody that's listening to this is, man, if you're wondering like, how can I feel, think, and do better, you're never going to know whether or not you can until you go and get blood work. And one of the really cool things that I love about the way that Transcend Wellness operates is everything's private, everything's discreet, which is really important for somebody like me, because the last thing I want is a bunch of knuckleheads that are like, oh, this dude's doing this or this dude's doing that. Like, you have no idea what's going on inside of my body. I'm trying to live my best life. I'm trying to produce children and parent children. And I don't want to start aging before my time. That's one of the reasons that about 18 months ago, I started in on this process because I was dangerously low. And I feel better now than I ever have. So could you explain to me how somebody would go about getting their blood work and how simple that is?
You just go to the website, transcend5.com, and you're going to get to where we have our intake form. It's right clear in the middle of the page. And as soon as you've done that, you'll have an opportunity right there and then, if you want, to go ahead and select to get your labs done right there and then. Go ahead and fill out that information, and we'll send you back a lab rec within one business day. You know, it's that quick, and you can go and get your blood work done. There's not an appointment necessary or anything like that. You know, we have a nationwide contract to make sure that anywhere you are in the United States, you can go and get the care that you need. And then that blood work usually comes back within a couple business days at the latest. And at that point in time, we've already reached out to you with a wellness specialist who's going to talk to you about your situation and then, you know, kind of get that puzzle piece that we're missing. You know, we're going to really look at you from all those different angles and aspects and make sure that we're treating the whole person and come up with a protocol that's designed specifically for you. And the medications usually get to you within a few business days to a week. And those medications, what's important about those is they all come from, you know, U.S. pharmacies, FDA approved. They're compounded at the time that you order the medication. None of this stuff is off the shelf. This medication is made for you at the time that we prescribe it for you. And then it's sent right to your home. So it's very discreet. It's very convenient. It's very easy to do. All you do is go to the website, sign up, pay for your lab work, and within one day, you can go and change your life.
Yes. And one thing that we talked about before the show, Ernie, that you guys would be willing to do for our audience is to give them $50 off for the first 50 people that are like, you know what, dude, this sounds like it might be for me. To go get your blood work, you can save $50 if you use promo code. Are we going to make it Steve50?
Steve50.
Yeah. So if you guys go, so the first 50 people that are interested in doing this, go use the promo code Steve50. You'll save $50 off of your lab work. And man, I'm really excited for people to try this because every single king that we have worked with inside of the King's Council is recommending it to people in their family. And I'm actually have a phone call with my dad later today. He's 64 years old. Man, I want to keep my dad around longer, man. Like if I think about it, I only get to see my dad twice a year. And if I'm lucky, my dad's going to live another 18 years because if he lives another 18 years, that's going to be longer than anybody else in his family has lived. So you're telling me I only have 36 more opportunities to be with my father. And I just refuse to accept that. And I know that there's something that I can do and I can stand in the gap for my dad because my dad doesn't know about stuff like this. And he would absolutely be willing to do something that's going to give him better memory, more energy, greater sleep, and a higher quality of life. So I'm really excited about being able to enroll my older brother and my dad into this because at the end of the day, man, we only get one family. We only get one life to live. And if something as simple as going and getting your lab work done is going to allow you to live your best life, I highly recommend it to everybody. Riley's doing it. I'm doing it. Nearly every single man that's on our team because we want to be our best. And I would be a poor leader if I didn't recommend this to people that I care about most. So go to transcend5.com. We'll put the link in the show notes of this. And there's a reason that you're hearing this on my podcast before you're seeing it on social media, because this is the place where we can have real conversations, long form conversations, and not just put something on Instagram. Hey, go to transcend5.com, get your blood work so you can optimize your life. I wanted to be able to come here to have a conversation with men who value what I value. And they're men of integrity, just like Riley and I are. They're men that are accountable, just like Riley and I are. And they're men that are consistent. I know that they are who they say they are, and they're going to do what they say they're going to do. And one of the other things that's amazing, once you get your blood work and you're like, hey, this would help you and this would help you, one of the things that we can tell you is they're going to be more affordable at transcend5.com than any other company in America. Am I speaking truth here, Ernie?
I can't find anyone else that's been able to beat what we've done in the industry as far as pricing, and we stand by that.
Yeah. So you're talking about quality, you're talking about feeling good, and you're talking about saving money. I'm all in, man. Riley, is there anything else that you wanted to add to this episode? Yes.
The thing that I want to just mention is I was blown away at how simple this process was. And no matter where you are in the country, there's a lab within, you know, a stone's throw from you. I didn't realize how
there's four of them in Frisco, Texas lab.
Yeah. But my wife did it. We were in Durango, Colorado for like 3 days. And she's like, well, I don't want to wait. So she just ordered it. She went on the website there and boom, the next day she went over, it took about 7 minutes to draw her blood and she was done. And it was such an easy process. So if you're living in a, even in a rural community and you're like, I don't know where the heck I would do that, just go to the website, check it out. And Ernie and Jesse will get you taken care of, it teed up with the nearest lab.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we send out those lab recs, we always take a look at where the patient lives, and we try to find that closest LabCorp location or Quest Diagnostics location for them. So we assist everybody with finding somewhere to go. And I think Riley, you made a good point. Your spouses, don't forget about them. This is not just for men. So.
Absolutely. It's been phenomenal. Ash has just experienced some amazing results. So definitely don't just think this is for men. This is definitely just as much for women. And, you know, it's, we're loving it. We're just loving this journey with you guys. So really appreciate it.
I had no idea that she was working with Transcend until she came to our last event. I'm like, I thought you were in Minnesota. You have an amazing tan. And she's like, oh, I'm taking melanotan.
Melanotan.
I knew it. So anyway, man, dude, I love you guys, Ernie, Jesse. Thank you for coming on and sharing your expertise. And thank you for being men of integrity, men of honor, and men of accountability. If there's anything, any questions that you guys have, Jesse and Ernie, would you guys share your social media and any other things that would be able to assist people in getting clarity on whether or not this is for them or any questions they have?
Yeah, absolutely. My Instagram is Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. _ Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R. Feel free to instant message me. We also have somebody working through our Instagram as well who answers questions every day.
Yeah, Transcend HRT for anybody on Instagram, just at Transcend HRT. You can also reach out to me directly, EW Calling. It's real easy to find. I'm the only one on there, so.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add, Riley?
Nah, man, this has been fun. Just encourage people to go get their baseline, see where they're at. And it'll certainly be worth your time for sure, just to get an understanding of where you're at.
We only got one life to live, and God only gives us one body. In order for us to get the most out of it, you got to give your body what it wants, man. So often we're taking and expecting of our body. But at the end of the day, think about it this way. If I was going to buy you one car, your dream car, for the rest of your life, but the only catch is I'll buy you whatever you want, but that's the only car that you have for the rest of your life. I guarantee you're going to wash it. I guarantee you're going to wax it. I guarantee you're going to balance the tires. I guarantee you're going to get the oil change probably earlier than what you do because you want this thing to last. How is that any different than our body? The fuel that we all like, oh, we want to eat organic and all these other things. When I'd said at the beginning of this episode, you might be one decision away from completely changing all of your tomorrows. This is one decision that I made 18 months ago. Somebody said, hey, you know what? You're really struggling right now. I think you should go get some markers and go see where your blood work is. And I'm so thankful that I took their advice because that changed all of my tomorrows. I'm sleeping better. I'm feeling better. I can finally go through an entire night without my back hurting me. And it was because somebody stood in the gap for me and said, hey, you need to go figure out where you're at. I'm not going to tell you to go take Advil and try to mask or fix the problem. Why don't you go figure out where your body's at so your body can fix the problem? These are the most sophisticated supercomputers walking the planet. But if we don't give our supercomputers what they want, they cannot give us what we deserve. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you feel like this would speak to someone else and help them in the journey that they're on, share this episode, leave us a review. And as always, man, text message me any questions that you have. My number is 949-763-5934. Ernie, Jesse, Riley, I love you guys. Thank you for being men of integrity and allowing me and supporting me and serving those. Talk soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Steve Weatherford Show. If you love what you heard today and you believe that God has a calling on your life, I want you to do something for me. I want you to share this episode with your friends and your family. And I want you to also make sure that you're following me on social media at Weatherford5 for a behind the scenes look at my life, my family, and my work. And remember, champion, greatness is in you because greatness made you. I'll see you next time.